Today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Patrick, would you mind if I asked you a personal question?
No, not at all, Jim.
Do you consider yourself a religious person?
Oh, yeah. I attend church religiously.
Really? What church?
Why don't we just start the show and all will be revealed.
All right, Patrick. You know, I was just down in Richmond. Just down there in Richmond. I don't want to get too much into it other than just to ask you this. Have you ever been to the Guar Bar?
Yes, one time.
What is it like? It sounds like a one-time kind of place. What is it like?
It's a little over the top. I guess, I think mainly in the Guar Bar, it depends on who's tending bar that night. Because sometimes apparently there's, you know, different sort of guars and all kinds of different things happening. Seems like I was there on a relatively sedate night, but just a bar where you can get some really strong beer, and there's a lot of, you know, guar sort of heavy metal themed stuff going on, and maybe even some videos playing on the TVs in the corner, but it's mainly dedicated to them.
Yeah, I drove past it, so that's why I was wondering. Yeah, it's just a little place, it looks like.
It's pretty small. I mean, you're going to be right in there with some of the guars if it's one of those nights, yeah. So be careful.
All right. Yeah. I will definitely go. I will check it out. But
yeah, it's one of those places where you feel like, yeah, I dip my toe in the water and all that. Yeah.
Does it open at like midnight or something?
It should. I'm not really sure what the hours are.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We are doing July new music. Look back at stuff we discovered last month. I had a couple picks yesterday, and today is your turn for a couple of picks.
You know, there's a lot of places, Jim. You know, if you look on the internet and other places where you get your information, who recommend really good records every month. And I feel like we try to do our humble part of that too. And so I just picked two records. You know, when I was kind of reviewing the stuff that I like, as Shadow barks in the background, very appropriately, I just tried to pick two, like, weird, heavy, loud records that I like. So the first band I want to play is called Drug Church. I don't know anything about them. They have a new EP out, and I think it's called Tawny. I'd love to hear the title track, Jim, see what you think, and I'll give you my thoughts.
Okay. Those heavy, chunky guitars, just awesome. But yet, even with that, it's not too low end. Like, there's a certain, there's still a certain kind of lightness to the song, which it's fun. That's a fun song. I mean, that's, you know, right in the pleasure center.
Yeah, totally. And that's the same thing with me. I mean, it reminded me immediately of a band that had sat around listening to most of the Discord albums. Mm-hmm. So that immediately appealed to me, right? So it had that heaviness, but it still had the changes and the surprising stuff and some of the lyrics that were really good and kind of angry buried in there. Love the band's name. I think when you put two provocative words together that haven't been put together before, at least as far as I know, that's really good too. So, yeah, you know, kudos to all that. I just, it keeps on going. And there's some, you know, really precise but almost psychedelic playing at the end of this record. So really good. Drug Church, look forward to hearing what they do next.
Very cool. And I'm looking at their bio right now, and I love this line here that says,
where are they from? Because I actually have no idea.
That I don't see listed here.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to figure that. But this description is great. It says, too poppy for the heavy crowd and too heavy for the poppy crowd.
There it is.
Just right for our crowd.
Yeah.
I think
it's perfect for the suburbs.
That's cool. All right. Good discovery.
Yeah, I was really happy to find it. And continuing on the theme, so once you go to Drug Church, the next thing you need to do is get a drink. So I came across this band, Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, which is an amazing name. This is a band apparently from South Korea. And so they have a new record. It's called Marriage License. I think it's their second album. They're from South Korea. They sing in English. And obviously, I've listened to the Ramones a lot and a lot of other cool punk bands. We're gonna hear the song. I think it's called Adobe, one of those two. But it's ODOBY. So however you pronounce that, where you come from. But it's only 1:13. So we're gonna hear just a little bit before it all explodes.
Okay. Okay, that's crazy.
Great. I love the shouted chorus too.
Shouted chorus is like, great. And then there's some great screeching wheels, you know, the right car taking
throw
off.
Throw it all in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great. And then it also has kind of that video game sort of sound
yes,
to it or
totally
whatever.
Totally does.
You know, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, really good. And I'll tell you, folks, you can listen to the whole Marriage License album by Drinking Boys and Girls Choir in 21 minutes, and it's got 11 songs, so you know it goes really fast.
Wow, how cool is that? All right, Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. That's great.
Yeah. So there it is.
They're having fun.
Yep.
Interesting. I'm looking at their page now. Looks like they do a cover of last year. They did a cover of Linda Linda.
No way. Did they really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
They have some fun stuff.
Apparently, they have a first album that I have not heard, but I just got into the second one, Marriage License. Thanks to Bandcamp, as always. But really good.
All right. That's excellent. Okay, cool. Great picks. Those are both super fun. I think
thank you.
I think there's something about the summer we're into now that we both had sort of like rocking songs and fun songs.
Yeah.
Let's
kick it.
That's great. Not our normal like sad bastard music and stuff that we
trying
to force on people. Yeah, exactly.
Crank it to 11, stay in the backyard all night. So there you go.
All right. Very good. Let's see here. Let me pick out a cover for you. I'll let you pick here. I'll give you some options, okay?
Okay.
We got the Fruit Bats doing Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
We've got...
What Smashing Pumpkins song?
Disarm.
Okay.
Although they actually covered the whole Siamese Dream album, so you can have anything from that. But that does not have your...
1979's not on that,
not
right?
That album,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Let's see. We have... Angel Olsen has apparently a covers album coming out because she has some advanced singles, including Men Without Hats, if you want to hear that. And then
you had me at Angel Olsen.
Okay, we'll do that one. I know, more fun music, right? That's perfect. Perfect, right in there.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right, tomorrow will be the intern's picks, all right?
Great. Yep.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
This is Angel Olsen with Safety Dance. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I don't know anything about them.